We are continuing our Shu'urim on the Kavanos of Kaddish. We use the Sefer and the Kutzei Kesef on page 238 in the hardback and in the PDF.
Page 85.
Page 85 in the PDF. So we're in the middle of the page. V'achikach. This is the, he says, V'at the Navi, just the line before. Mashkot v'akdom is the Sidur HaKodesh L'Tevas Amen. So we're doing the Tevas Amen, the Kavanos of Amen over here. And he's bringing over here the Sidur HaShash. So we went a little bit into the Kavanos of Amen already, and we'll continue. Achikach Yichavim in the Kud. The Kud is Havaya Adas. She'em in the Kudim. Kipshutam, kipashtam, betolam, v'misba anikudois.
Kmishpotam, I got kmishpotam
betolam. Oh, kmishpotam, sorry, kmishpotam betolam, correct. Or misba anikudois hem tzaliches. Now, besides the, remember the inyan of Amen, you're making a shiluv between zav and nukva. You're making a zivuk from zav and nukva, which is a shiluv between adnus and havaya. Now, we're not only looking at the letters, we're also looking at the nekud, which accompanies them. So the nekud of the letters are kemishpatam, the regular natural vowels which accompany the letters. And besides that, we're also going to reckon for the gematria of this shiluv of adnus and havaya. And the gematria is 98. Ima mispa havaya v'adnus oilim. And together, so the Nikud is 98, plus the Havai itself of the Shulun, Adus and Havai is Kuf Pei Tes. It's 189 altogether. Da'im Shechavim Sheolim Lenai De'ima, Mikabal Gimel Mochim Chabad, Mluvosh Benai De'ima, Ve'em Gimel Sag, Oshem Isporam, Kuf Pei Tes. And what's happening that we have Zav and Nukva making a zivuk, and then they go up onto grafting themselves on the Netzach Hod Yisod, the Nanai De'ima. And those are, the Nanai De'ima is represented by the three times of Sag. Sag is 63 times 3, is also the Gematria of Kuf Pei Tes. So we have Kuf Pei Tes gravitating for like on Kuf Pei Tes. V'achikach Yichav V'nikuz Ahei V'ayud B'nikud Motza. Motza, she'ima mispa kupetes, oilim resh yutes. So there's two letters which we did not give put any nikud on. That's the yud and the k. So the yud and the k, that's going to be you're going to use a nikud of motza, the whatever comes out from the pit called motza, the natural pronunciation of the letter. And together, so you have the Kuf Pei Tes plus now the 15. So all that comes out to 219. Ima shtei koilim, the Havai ve'adus, since you're dealing with two shemos, you add the other two koilim. So all that together will add up to 221, which is the gematria of Erech. Dahainu, she'chav she'oilim le'arech ampin. Erech or Arech is a remes to Arampin. Umikablin shinai neurim mibifnim miponim the Arampim shtei kel meleim. But it is a yicham shechozrim zun ponim miponim venasim shtei ma ima kolel gimel havaya adnus mispa amen. So what's happening, I guess, let me just summarize the system over here. So we have Zav and Nukva coming together. They're grafting themselves on the Gimel Sagim, which is the Netzach HaGesod sort of Ima. And then they go one step higher and they graft themselves on to Al-Khamfe.
What's a Shinai Nehurim?
Shinai Nehurim is this 370 lights that come up from the Dikna of Arich. Okay. So we're saying that Abba and Ima are receiving the Shefa from the Dikna De'ara, Shinai Ne'urim. And then we have Zun, which is grafting on to Abba and Ima.
These 370 lights are in specific places? Or the
what? On the Dikna, the beard of Arach Abim. Yeah. Shtei Malzolos is also represented by Kel, but Kel Malet. So it's not Aleph Lamed, but rather Aleph Lamed Pei Lamed Mem Dalet. You see on the next page, on the left-hand side, you see a tzio of that. On the next, you find a tzio of Amen, first is Amen. Underneath that, you have the two kills. but spelled out Aleph Nun Pei Lamed Mem Dalet, and then again. That's a reference to Achampin. Underneath that, you have the Gimel Havayas outside. That's Ima. That's a Netzach on Yisod of Ima. Underneath that, you have the you have a Shiloh of Havaya VeAdnus. That's Zav Nukva. And all at the bottom of the page is what he just referred to. Those are the tumas, those are the production. That is what you produce ma and ma, because za is ma, and za is mashpir to nukva, which also becomes a ma. So he gives a summary over here, exactly what I just told you, I think. Rabbeinu Rishash Buruah Kosho Mivav Misakim Hafle Befer Bakdam. Also, it said that Kavona Amuvenes Beshah Kavonas Vehi Shemetchila Liyesh Lechav Nechav Yezu Bigimol Chiburim. And first, you have to concentrate on bringing together Zav and Nukva together. You have to make a zivul, and that is also translated by the Shemus Adus of Avay VeKadosh. Avay VeAdus BeGochus VeChazal Sashas. וכשם אח באב יחבר לחבר באח באח וכשם פנים בפנים יחבן לחבר פנים בפנים וגם יחבן לרשימו של ההתחברות שם אח באח ואח גא יחבן בניקוד של הווי עדנו שאולים בגמטריה it's a mistake גמטריה קוף פייטס well a kiminyan gimel sagim gimel sagim is kuf peites not resh yutes והרמז, שהרומז שזון אולם, היא אתה לאימא לקבל ממנו, ממנה, גימו מוחים. That's a רמז that Zanug now raised himself up to receive the גימו מוחים of אימא, which is the אימא, which is represented the גימו סגין שמסדורים סידר מעל הווי ועדנס. ואח כך, another step higher, ואח נגיחם לשתי ניקודים, אחרון שהם גימו יהודים, שנתחשב אותם בתור קלולוס שהם גימו. Therefore you added three. ויהיו יחד עם ריש יוטס בגמטרי הערך או עריך. הרומא שאולי למערכמפים מקבלים שניים נאורים דערכמפים שהם שתי פעמים קל. המסודור מסידור מעל גימו, גימו צגים. כניסקה בשעה כבר נתרוש פורת. ואח שנעשה את סדר זה, גימו פעמים, בגימו חיבום, see, because you look at the picture on the side, you have three different boxes over there, you have to do this three times. Then, חוזים זום פעמים ופעמים, ונעשים פעמים, שתי פעמים, מה? So now, you successfully made that זו נוקבה go from up after פעמים פעמים, and then you created what's called the שתי מב, שתי מה? שהם, הם, זו, הם נוקבה. ואלו שתי פעמים מה וסדרו בסידו בתחתס הכוון והכל יובל עדה על הסדר נוח והאף לפילה ממש ולדבר לזה הנה נראה את הסדר כמו סעמים ביקס דברוכס ודקלה שלי לפי משהו מובה בסידו הקודש אוקיי, so that's the diagram that we saw very nice אוקיי, so moving on from the כוון סעמן we go a bit different נקודה said the kavanah zamen e yesh lechavno bekol hey amanim shebekadish or love. There's five amens. Now, do we have to repeat this five times or maybe just once? So he says as follows: Kol zav rabbi shal kavanos davtes zayin amudalet v'zil loshen kotsho. Hine kol shah milas amen sheyesh bekadishim. It is called Sham Milos Amen Shiesh Bekadish in Ein Bahem Kavanazu Ela Me'elushte Amani Bilvat. So straight away the Rav Chaim Vital says Veshem Da'arizal that this Kavanah that we just learned last year and this year only applies to the first two Kaddishim, the first two Amens in the Kaddish. Bilvat Shem Be'amen Yehe Shemei Rabba Mivorach those two amens are very special. We have to mechamen everything that we said so far. Aber shal manim yesh ben kavon mitzachers ve'arnu oisra ve'inen seder kol amani ve'bochas kenoda sheyesh chiluk ben bochas atifila mitzvot birkas enenim. All the other amens that we find in Kaddish are similar to the regular amens that we find in any other place in Yiddishkeit in brachas and mitzvot. So he says, "Because the case of Melamedenu, Arab Khan, Shekavonas Hamshochas Hamochim the Gal the Yenika the Abba V'Ima Nasa B'Shtei Amonim the Kaddish. Now, what we've been talking till now is that you're making the Aliyah of Zun to the Gal of Abba V'Ima and so on and so forth. Those are happening only in the first two Amenim of Kaddish. V'Amen Yeshu Me Rabba V'Amen Da Amrinan. Aumna B'Shei Amonim Yesh Lecham the Bochel Aragi Arigila Shvi Arnut Ata V'Inen Onet. ואתה עלינו לאחקור אם הכוונס רב למים ששתי אמנים מאלו סדר כוונס הוא להמשיך את המוחם דגר דייניקה בבד ולא לכוון כוונת אמן הרגילה או שמה נאמה ששתי אמנים אלו העיקר כוונו בהם יהיה להמשיך מוחם דגר דייניקה ובבד זאת יש לכוון גם כוונס אמן הרגילה כי אייס לושן קודשו של הרב אפס לפרש כאן ולכאן so the shot is do we have to have two different כוונס the special one for Kaddish and the normal one for the, any other Amen that you say. Or, no, it's only the Kaddish Kavanas and not the regular Kavanas. That's the shayla here. And he answers, V'ine, k'shizboni v'sidah nitfas nirin, shekol he'amonim the Kaddish sidahs Kavanas Amen ha'regila. All the five Amonim that we find in Kaddish, they all have the same Kavanah. U'mezeh navin, the normal Kavanas. U'mezeh o'mema ומזה נבין שמה שקורא זה בשעה כבונס זה שרק להדגיש ששתי המונים אלו יש לך מן איזה כבונס למה שמוס למוך עם דגר דייניקה זה מלבד כבונס אמן הרגיל שיש לך מן בכל הנייס אמן המונים שבקדש ואפילו שמרצים בכמה קדישים שבסידו שלא סידה זה כבונס אמן הרגיל יש לא מה שנשמתה הכוונה או שקיצר אחרי שמצינו בכמה קדישים שסידר המונים את כוונת אמן ולכן סידורנו בסידורנו וכל קדיש כוונת אמן ועין בסדר ספר הקודש מייל אליהו so at the end of the day, you have to mechaber not only the regular kavanas of Amen that we find everywhere, but also the two special, the two first amanim from Kaddish. You have to add the special kavanas of Kaddish. Now, seder akaddishim lekol zman inyanim v'chaluka b'neihem. So, add kan the inyan of Amen, Baruch Hashem. And now we're going to move on to general topics, and we're sort of reaching the end of the of these kavanas. Okay, so let's continue over here. After it goes into the inyanim of Kaddish of Amen, of Mincha, and then Arvis, and we'll see about that. So, Sede HaKaddishim mikol zman inyanim v'chiluk shebeneihem. HaKaddishim d'tfila shachas. Ata reshi zachinu b'ezat hakel elyon lilmod v'levaretz kavanas HaKaddish kavanas Amen. So now that we finish Adkan, all the kavanas of Kaddish, we finish all the kavanas of Amen, Nosi v'nevash ma'achre ika kavonos hakadosh he lalos is olamos habia d'atzilos im achelik ha'meula im haburim meula me'olam le'olam navin shekavonos hakadosh lo yiyu shavim ki lo dami kavonos hakadosh dekoidim hodu hamalos olam yasir d'atzilos liyetzira lekadosh koidim ha'yotze shemalos olam yetzira d'atzilos libriya. וכן ומשעה קדישים, וכן עלינו, וכן עלינו לזכור ולסדר, הכוונה והמשוך זה יקרי יהיה תמיד אוי זה הסדר שלמדנו. רק שכוונה זה המשוך המוחים ועלי עשה העולם, אז עצמו נשתנה לפי, כפי הקדיש בו עוסקים. So just mentioning that we've been learning principally, really, the first קדיש that we find over here in Tfilah. And that is the Kaddish before Alein, before Hodu, for the Nusach Sfadi. Okay, so that Kaddish that we've been talking about today. But you have to understand there are other Kaddishim, obviously. And those other Kaddishim will have different Kavanas in there, slightly. That's what we're going to talk about now.
Wait, when you say on those two Amen in the other Kaddishim?
No, Adkan, the Amens, okay, but we have various Kaddishim through Tefillah, right? Before Hodu, before Yishtabach, after Yishtabach, and so on and so forth, after Ashrei, right? All these Kaddishim, they're not all the same.
I think, but the in terms of these two super-duper Amen, is that different in each Kaddish, you're saying?
No, it's the same. The those two are the same. The Amen will stay the same, yeah. Okay, so now this Kaddish that we're going to be learning now is called a Kaddish the Sag Uma. Now pay attention to these words over here. The Kaddish, let's talk about the first Kaddish. The first Kaddish, which is before Hodu, is called Sag Uma. Let's explain what that means. So he's going to quote here the Shah Kavonis the Kaddish, the Tezvav Amud Aleph. And he says as follows, Zer Aviza. Hine. Kavai data ki alba havayas. Hem alba olamas abia. We have four havayas, and each one can connect the worlds, one of the worlds of abia. Excuse me. Vem kisidram milamala lemata ab sag ma uben. Connect the four worlds. Here gimol havayas ab sag ma yesh bekolachad asara oisius. If you spell out the Havaya of Ab, which is 72 and 63 and 45, if you spell them out, Lamosha, let's take Ab. So that, how do you spell that? It's Yud Vav Dalit, spell the Yud. And then the Hey is spelled Hey Yud. Okay, that's already five letters. And then the Vav is spelled Yud, Vav Yud Vav, that's how you spell the Vav, that's another three. And then the final Hey is spelled Hey Yud. So add all those letters together of the Yud Ke Vav Ke of Ab, is 10 letters. So you find 10 letters in Ab, Sag, and Ma. V'chein, yesh b'kol echad, b'gimol, anaz, b'miloi, miloi, chavches, oisius. Now, if you spread it up even longer, miloi, miloi, you find each one has 28 letters. Aval havai de ben, she'en miloi, raktesh, oisius, but the last havai of ben, because that's called havai kfula, it only has 9 letters. Therefore, the Milo de Milo is only going to have 20. Therefore, they have 9 letters in the Milo. The way it works is like this: you have Poshut, Male, and Male de Male. The Poshut is a Yud Kei Vav Kei, has 4 letters. The Milo, we said, has 10 letters: Yud Vav Dalet Kei Yud Vav Kei Yud. That's how you spell Havai v'Milo. That's 10 letters. And then you have the Milo de Milo. You just spread it out a bit more. Yud would be spelled out in a longer fashion. Right? So the Yud of the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. And then you have the other letters, which will prolong it. And you have 28 of those letters. Okay? You have the Yud, and then the Vav, and then the Dalet spread out, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to Ben, you only have 9 letters of the Ben. So in the Poshut, you have 4 letters. Yud Kei Vav Kei. In the Miloi, you only have 9 letters. And then in the Milo Milo, you won't have 28 as you have over here. In Kain, Gam Be Milo Milo, Gam Ken Lo Yesh Ba Chav Ches Oisev El Chain, Ein Bo Shum Aliyah Aliyah Dam. Therefore, you were not going to use Ben. Aval Arde Koach Oisev Shelema De Alfim. So you're going to raise up through the Kaddish, we know the Kaddish Koach of the Kaddish to raise one world up to the next world. So, for example, you're going to think the world of Asiya, you're going to raise it up to the Yetzirah. But what exactly? You're raising up the 6 lower spheres of the world of Asiya into the world of Yetzirah first. That's going to happen through the Male. And the Male de Male, Ali de Koach Tvin. So the sag is going to help up the gal to go up, and the mad is going to help the zayin tachtoyim to go up. Nimza ki mokom hakadish azehu kodem hodu. Okay, so that is what we're talking about. This is a special kaddish before hodu, which is going to be called the kaddish of sag uma. Why is it called sag uma? I'll repeat, because sag is going to help the world of Asiya to go up, the gar of it, and the ma is going to help the zayin tachton to go up. So he says nilva mikad nikuz ketsav sheshem mam. What is the Shem Mam? Shuhu. Shem Havai Poshut, Obo Dalet Oisius. Male Ubo Yud Oisius. Male de Malibo Chavpes, Chavches Oisius, Koach Oisius. Yachad, you have Mab Oisius. You've got 42 letters altogether. Shai Rag Bishmois Ab, Sagma, Velo Shem Ben. Ninke, Miyatza, Shiesh Gimel Mine Mab. There's 3 types of Mab. Mab de Ab, Mab de Sag, Mab de Mab. So oitzam yesh lecham shte mine mab de tevus, v'shte mine mab de oisis, as we explained earlier on in Kaddish, because we now have two types of mab for oisin, two types of mab for tevus. Lalois, and again the tachlis is lalois ad yodam, it's a lomus biadatzilus mizilizir, rak, shebe kol kaddish shtanet, se der kavonas, ka'amu lifi alias oiso oilam, Now let's give examples. Shabbat on a mechavelin la'asa olam asiya de'atzilus liyatzira. Va'olam asiya hu shem ben. Al mechavelin al idei shtei shemos ma'ab de'ma anika ima. Yetzira yalu gar ima, which is yetzira. Yalu, what's going to happen? Yalu gar vivak de'shisha. Hecholos atachnonis d'asir. V'alidei shem mabdesag. Anikra abba bria. Yalu gar v'vag dehechal kodesh kodesh d'asir. V'lachem. Kaddish zed kodem hodu. Nikra kaddish d'sag u'ma. V'al yodam yechavrim lalois es oylam asir d'asir. Li yitzira. V'alidei shem mab usag u'mab d'ma. So I hope that's clear.
What's abba got to do with bria?
Bria. Well, it's only kinuim. It's only kinuim.
For what?
Okay. Kinuim means it's erechim. We're dealing with erechim.
Well, Abba is a kinuim for Bria.
Yeah. Well, it's not really that. But we're setting up the Arizal here, or the Rishash preferably, also using the Shonis of the Arizal, is using a system of erechim. Not kinuim. I'll take that back. Not kinuim, but erechim. Meaning that if I want to know who is higher, Abba of Ima, who's higher? So I don't know. So if I tell you Abba is similar to a concept called Bria, and Ima is similar to a concept of Yetzira, oh, so that makes sense to you now. You know that Bria is a higher world than Yetzira. So instead of me telling you Abba is higher than Ima, I can tell you as well that Abba is connected Bria, and Ima is connected Yetzira. Okay, it's just a way of explaining to you the relationship that they have and who's higher and who's lower. Okay, so what's happening over here is that when you say the Kaddish Dohodu, you're being Mali, the world of Asiya to the world of Yetzira, but in two parts. Through the Koach of the Mab Desag, you're going to Mali the Gar of Asiya to Yetzirah, and then with the Koach of the Mab Dema, which is connected Ima, you're going to be Mali, the Shisha Tachtoinus of Asiya into the world of Yetzirah. Now, let's work with a different Kaddish now. A Kaddish which is before Yoitzer. So that Kaddish is called something different. It's called Sag and Ab. Koedem HaYoitzer. Here we go.
Is it called Koedem Yetzirah rather than Koedem Baruch Hu?
What? Why is it called that? That's the lotion that you use that is on. This comes out the same thing, doesn't it?
Well, one could have in the Bible doesn't mean much.
What? No. There's different kavanah. Of course, there's kavanah sex. Now, a kaddish the kodem yoitzer, who anika kaddish the sag umma. Right, the Kaddish is called by Yosef Nikan Sag Umma, Bo Anu Mechavin Lan says, well, it's a mistake here already. It's not Sag Umma, Sag Be'ab. Right? It's not that. Look at the title. The title is Kaddish de Sag U'ab, the Kodim Yotzin. Then within the one line, he says himself. Kaddish Kodim Yotzin, who Nika Kaddish de Sag U'ab. Should be. If you want to correct that there.
Yotzin?
Yeah, of course. What's that? Bo'anu bechav le'anu says the oil of Yetzira de'atzilus im achelik ma'ule shel v'ururim yimam yale gam ken oilam da'asiyah de'atzilus nimtza v'yetzira lo'olam bria. Kosov ha'rabi shah kavonus durush ha'kaddish v'zeh lo'shem kavonus ha'kaddish ha'shein ish'ven ishtabach le'yotzer. Okay, so the kaddish which is between. See, this Loshon Arizal, you ask him, why does he say Yotze? He says Yotze. He didn't say Shtabach and Boruch Hu. Right? So, V'hine, Gam Hu, Dugma Zekadish, Arishon, Shbe'asiyah, B'shnei Mine Koach, אחד של שישה היכולות, ואחד אל היכל השבי. אבל הכוח הויסטיוס הם משם סג דבריה, וכוח הטבע זה משם אבא שבאצילות. He says אבא באצילות. אם כן, עליאס אוהלם יציר דאצילות, אימו אוהלם עשייה דאצילות, because you're also raising up the lower world, not only that what you're dealing with, לאוהלם הבריאה נאסיס קדיש זה יוצא תהיה בכוח שמויס מב דסג ומב דאב. ועל ידי שמב דסג מחבלים שתי פעמים שתי מיני אויסיוס שבקדיש, וחבל הלו עושה את זה גר ובאג דשישה יכול לסתחתון את יוצא בבריאה, ועל ידי שמב דאב שמחבלים גם כן בשתי פעמים שתי מיני מב דטבע שבקדיש. ונוכל לא עושה את זה גר ובאג דהיכל קודש קודש. ונוכל לא עושה את זה גר ובאג דהיכל קודש קודש מיציר ובריאה. Okay, so we're doing exactly the same system, except now you're working with the world of יציר, and you're moving it up to the world of בריאה. So יציר, you're going to work in two parts. You're going to work up to the גר, the יציר, that's going to be מכוח, the mab the ab, and then when you work in the shisha hecholos tachtanos the yitzira, that's going to work mikoach the sag of mab, the mab the sag. Let's continue. Now there's another kaddish. V'atam adua in kaddish kodem amida. Actually, there's a lack of a kaddish. Excuse me. But before shmona esrei smichin gula letfila, there's no kaddish whatsoever. You would think there should be, because you're raising up the world of Bria and you're going into the world of Yetzira. That seems to be the work of a kaddish. Why is there no kaddish over there? So the Ariza says as follows: Bizit tavim lama kol oilam veolam tiknu lama kaddish ichad chutz min oilam Bria leoilam Yetziras shu ben gula letfila. The Gemara tells us gula letfila, we don't need any kaddish. You have to be soyechet, faket. There's no time to say kaddish. Well, it's a hefset. So that's a kasha. Lefi shekol klolos malchus atzilos hi b'rosh abriya. Because we know that the rosh of the atzilos is in, sorry, the malchus of atzilos is in the lower part of briya. Ve'elcha smichus godol mize.
Rosh briya is the top of briya.
The rosh of briya. The rosh of... That's right. In the Rosh of Bria is found the Malchus of Atzilus. This is the Atzilus. They said this is the Malchus.
Isn't that the opposite of what you just said?
I'm saying it now. This is the Malchus of Atzilus. Right? This is the world of Bria. So the world, the Malchus of Atzilus is going down and by the head of Bria. Okay? So since they have a link like that, so what do you need a kaddish here for? Because when they go up, the entire bria will go up, and because they're attached already. We'll speak about this. We spoke about this anyways. So again, I'll read that out. Lefi shekol klolos malchus ze'atzilus, is the lowest part of the higher world. He v'rosh bria, which is a part of the top part of the lower world. Ve'en esmir ha'golem ezeh, ve'en tzor la'alos ha'bria ve'atzilus. You only have to bring it up a chlal, because it's really part and parcel. Now they're linked together. Ki gvar bria k'shura k'esher am mitzenoi malchus ze'atzilus v'tachlis ha'acharon. Ve'zeo tam ma'amar chazal, she'tzor l'ismo gula tefila she'i bria de malchus ze'atzilus. We can't make any hefzik, because they're already tied there. And then it says, "Biuru she'afu b'shem lamadu l'shaliyos olamas bia de'atilus mizil ezinasas al de'kadosh." Even though the rule is you need kadosh to raise one world to the other, but chen koydem amida ayatzorir lo hakadosh bechle lalos the olam abriya de'atilus v'amad the olam v'imo olamas asir v'yetzir de'atilus shalul abriya de'atilus olam. So the answer is me'ach she'beitzel hitmatus ashchino. You know, we know the chutzut laila. You know, sorry, by nacht already the shchina rochel goes down into the lower worlds. You read this malchus atzilus, which is rochel, b'kol eses filosel leolam abriya. Ma she'en kein malchus abriya the yetzia sheyodu rak a malchus de malchus shelahem. Ve'yarid azu he said that smichas geula tefila. Sod smichas geula letefila shehu sod smichas sheyesh lemalchus atzilus. בראש בריאה מה שאין כן בשאר העולם. ולכן סמיך זו Maspika she'al yoda yale oylam abriya le'oylam atzilus ma shelo bekoach ma gam belo koach kadish she'yale oysam. So you don't need the koach kadish over here because the tithe, as he says before, the tithe, the kshura kesha omits, they're already tied together, really don't, technically don't even have to go up.
But it would go higher then.
Huh?
It may be already there, but a Kaddish would push it further in.
Kaddish is counterproductive here. Because then you'd be splitting it. Really?
No, you'd move further in.
What do you mean move further in?
You'll move the Bria further into its seal.
But you don't need to.
I don't think you need to. It will make the Kesha Omitz even more Omitz.
Well, you don't need to. Why do you have to make something more Omitz to gain what? You don't gain anything from it.
You wouldn't gain by being further in the soup?
Huh? No, if they become one Chavit by being attached like this, then that's all you need.
Well, isn't it better? I mean,
let's contrast now.
So one centimeter is 10 centimeters.
That's not the way we look at it. So let's contrast it. So let's work with the lower world of Asiya and the world of Yetzira. Okay, the Ariza tells us it's like two batim. Okay, the actually all four worlds. He says it's like dalit batim. The four houses one on top of the other, right? They have no connection between them, right? The neighbors who are living in this apartment down here have no connection with those neighbors.
Yeah, that's right.
The only difference when you're working with the world of Atzilus, the two mishpachas join together. Okay, so they're already tied together. So there's nothing really to where do you want them to move. There's no, you won't gain anything more. The whole tachlis is the kaddish to make them into one bria. You don't have to put one on top of the other, particularly. Just that's what Kaddish will do.
What you're saying is that there's no maila
in the area,
as it were, holding on by five fingers rather than one finger.
Right.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
Once you're there, once you're already makusha, then there's no maila in being more makusha.
Yeah, well, that's what he says. That's what it was. Kva bria kshur kesher amitz mamalchus atzilus betachlis ha'acharoi. So they're really, really makusha, and therefore ein lecha smichas godol meze. That's the Loshan Arizal. They ain't smicha godol meze. And he says, ve'ein tzorech la lois bria be'atzilus. Ein tzorech. What's the Ein Tzorech saying? Be'echus, you have more echus if you uplift the entire bria. But he says, you don't need that.
Yeah, it's more than that. It's not of a minor either. Once you've reached the shear of a hadas, there's no mila of being bigger than that. Once you reach the biggest
size, all you have to do here to achieve what you need to achieve over here is have a kesha one to the other.
That's
more of a kesha won't give you more shefa. Right, so can we just imagine what we're trying to do, actually. We're trying to pass Shefa from one world to the other world. Okay? So if you connect both pipes together, they're connected. But you won't gain anything if you really insert one pipe into the other.
Well, it will be a stronger connection. nothing will leak out.
Nothing will go by passing air through this. The pipe is not going to blow. Understand? What is it? The oil is coming in. If you put a flashlight into this tube, you won't gain more by pushing it further in or just keeping it like this. The light's not going to disturb the connection of the pipe. All we really need is just that one long pipe going from Atzilus all the way into the world of Yetzirah. That's the vault here. That's how we can understand it. Okay, let's continue. On page 242. Say the Kaddish of Ach Amida. Okay, so Adkan, we spoke about the two Kaddish before Amida, before the one before Hodu, and the one between Yishtabach and Yoitze. Now, but there's none, as we just explained, between Smicha Gula Tfila before Shmona Esrei, but there's one after. Kvar Kosev Rabbi Shachar Manos Dush Alu B'Tfilas Hashachar. Zeh Loshen Kotshu. Od da, בעניין צל תפילס השחס. כבר נסבר לאל, כי מין התפילס יודחס ברוכס עד בור שמה, הוא עולם עשיע. ומשמה עד יוצר עולם אור, יוצר אור, עולם יצירה. ומשם עד תפילס יודחס הוא עולם הבריאה. ומשם עד קדי שאומרים קודם אשרי, יושבי, הוא באצילס. So the world of Aetzilus really extends itself until Ashrei. ומן אשר ישב התפילות לדבל חוזר ליוס עולם הבריאה, you're coming down now, you went all the way to the peak of Aetzilus, now you're coming down. ומשם עד אין קדוש כהשם חוזר ליוס עולם יציר, ומשם עד עלי נשבח ועולם עשיר. See, we go up, peak, come back down to עלי. וכבון יהי שצרו בתחילה ללוס עולם ממטה למעלה, כניסקל העולם, קשכם עולם התחתון בעולם העליון, ממנו עד שנמצא עם כל העולמות כולם יחד קשורים בעולם הצילוס באיזה שמספר ליד חס עמידה. Like I told you, we want to cash all the olamas. Then finally when we get the zivug over there and Sim Shalom, the chef is going to be pouring down this tino that you've built. אז נעשה שם זיווג העליון, ואחר כך צריך לקבל השפע העליון, הם נמשך מן הזיווג ההוא, וצריך להורידו ממטה בעולמות התחתון מאלה לתתה. ולכן באמרנו אשרי יושב בשכה עד תפילס לדבן המורידים שבא מן הצילוס אל הבריאה. So that part of the תפילה אשרי until לדבן, this is again נוסח ספרדי, you're going to bring down the שבא to the world of בריאה. ואין כבר להוריד עולם הבריאה. It's important to understand, you're not bringing down the world until אלי נשבח. But rather what you're doing here is just bringing down the shefa, not the world. וכן הדי על זה, עד אין קדוש כהשם, כי אין בלתך, כי אז אין אנו מורים לשפה מיציר לעשייה, אז אנו מורים לשפה מיציר לעשייה, ואך בעלי לשבח, אז יורדים העולם הזה נזכר כל אחד ממקום, כמו שקודם שם, בעזן השם. Then בעלי לו, then you're actually moving down the world. So again, Kaddish actually moving up the worlds, until Shmona Esrei, from Shmona Esrei onwards, from Asher onwards, then you just bring down the Shefa. Aleinu, that's when you're bringing down the world. Nilmad Mika.
Why not do both at the same time? Okay.
You're asking the Eibushter why? Mm. Well, those are not questions we can ask. So we're mm. only here to decipher what it is, but we have to wait to maybe later on, after Meir Tzaltik, to answer his question. נרמד מכאן, שמאח העמידה בעד עלינו לשבח, ומחם לא הוריד ונשב לו, הזיווג לעולם הזה ביע דאצילוס, כשהם עדיין באצילוס. ורק אח עלינו לשבח, יורדים העולם הזה ביע דאצילוס, ביע דאתחתונים, ונותנים להם את השפע שקיבלו מזיווג. ואת הקשי, הלו למדנו, שכל המטור זה קראת השחיל לעלוס את העולם הזה, ואם כן, ניחה קודם עמידה, שיש לעלוס את העולם הזה וזה, זה לזה יש לו מקדיש עולם אך עמידה עד עלינו שבח ובואו העניין הקדיש שאומרים שם הלא עולם הזה הם אצילוס באצילוס ויש לו רק חלוקס השפע לעולם הזה בי עד אצילוס כשהם באצילוס כמו סוד הקדיש שמאחר עמידה עד סיום תפילות. So the question is, why do you need קדיש after תפילות? If Kaddish is the world to be Malah, and we've seen this question, it's the second time we repeat this question, but it's good to do Chazal. The reason why we Kaddish in order to raise up the worlds again, all the way up to Atzilus, and Atzilus, that's where you're going to get the Shefa, and then you bring down the worlds to be Mechalik the Shefa. That makes sense. The Kaddish is the Koach Aliyah. But what's the Koach, so what's Kaddish have to do with after Tefillah when you're bringing down the worlds? Kaddish is to bring up the world. So how do you say Kaddish to bring down? How does it work technically? And that's what he's going to go into right now. So unfortunately, we're running out of time. We're going to stop it here. So next time, we're going to go back over this question, and we're going to give the tools to this very interesting question. Okay, Shkot.